I'm with Daniel Robinson, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Grand Forks. Daniel, tell us what we can expect and where we can expect it as the system moves into eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota.
Initially, we expect rain to start moving kind of into that Valley City area, probably Devil's Lake area, maybe as early as tomorrow morning. It's going to be pretty messy because it's going to transition kind of back and forth between rain and snow initially. But by Wednesday night, we think you guys are probably going to see the changeover occur. And Thursday morning, maybe late Wednesday night, Thursday morning, may start to see potential for snow accumulations. Right now, the initial part of this system has the potential to have over 6 inches of snow for you guys Thursday through Thursday night, maybe into Friday morning. The second part of this system, though, is particularly strong, and that's the one that we're not quite as sure how it's going to break down, and that could carry an additional 6 inches plus of snow, and even more significant amounts could be possible with that as well. So impacts are only going to deteriorate as we get into Friday night for kind of your neck of the woods and into eastern North Dakota. So we're getting a little bit more confident about at least the initial part of this. That more significant period is where we're still monitoring, seeing what's going to happen. Everyone probably woke up, they may have seen Valley City is under a winter storm watch, and that watch covers the initial period of this, that Wednesday night, really more for your area, the Thursday night period.
And when can we expect things to improve? Sunday, or do we have to wait till Monday?
You know, this system has the potential to kind of stall over our region, and the further out we get, the less confidence we are on the timing of the back edge. Certainly by Monday, but it's possible we could still have snow rotating kind of around the Red River Valley all the way into Sunday. So we don't want to say it's impossible for you guys to still have some, but Sunday should be where the transition and improvement should start to occur, even with the slower solutions that we see.
There's meteorologist Daniel Robinson with the National Weather Service office in Grand Forks.